Blog Talk Radio.
I'm calling out to the whole wide world. Help me scream and shout that we want peace. Big love to Emmanuel Jao.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I'm looking for some people who's looking for peace. Maybe together we could make the war cease. Now we can send mankind to the moon, and we can reach to the bottom of the sea. That's why it really kind of baffles me that we cannot end wars and bring peace. And we cannot change the way people act, and we cannot change the way people think. So if we sit back, chill out and relax, civilization will soon be extinct. That's why I am. I wish the world was a little bit better. Time to start looking at the man in the mirror. Fear is the devil policeman. Fear make a genocide with him until he can. Feel a war of genocide and I'm a good weekend. Signing up the land but nobody was speaking. That's why I am. I'm calling on the whole wide world. Come on people, would you help me? People living and die for the world gone deaf, the world gone blind, the world busy sitting down on the behind. Nobody cared about the poor and needy, too busy sucking up through the rich and the greedy. For every hero there's a villain. I am kidding, we gotta stop sending out our sins. One more time, we got no more time. We gotta figure out the way that we could all combine. Like Jericho, the walk comes tumbling down. The sound of voices out of city surround. You know what it's worth.
With my peace sign,
we
want
peace.
I welcome you.
We want peace.
We want peace.
We want peace.
Yeah. With my peace sign up in the air, I welcome you to the Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, Emma E2K, and this is LushRadioOnline.com. Welcome, everyone. About to hit up another interesting topic. I wouldn't say this is a hot topic. I would just say this is a very important topic. The question I'm asking out there is, what are you doing to make a more peaceful world? You know, what are you doing in your environment, in your community, within yourself? What are you doing? I don't want to know what everybody else is doing. I want to know you particularly, the listener, the caller that will call in. I want you to tell me what you're doing that can trickle to make more peace in the world. And, of course, not one person is going to be able to trickle peace through the whole universe. But when I say peace in the world, I mean peace in your world, wherever you're at, your community, your family, your household. You know, that would be your world. So my phone lines is already like Christmas. I love it. Merry Christmas to everyone that's listening, everybody on the Facebook. I see you. I see everybody's on deck. Follow me on Facebook, MA2K. Follow me on the Twitter, MA2K. I'll go to my my website. I keep forgetting I got a new website, MA2K.com. Make sure that you sign the guest book and check out my blogs and support me every now and then. Check me out, MA2K.com. I have nothing but positive stuff there, so be warned. I don't have any no explicit stuff, so sorry. But those that are seeking and requiring peace can definitely make sure you visit me, www.ma2k.com, you know, because that's mainly what I'm about. So I'm going to the phone lines, 917, you're on with MA2K at the Queen's Lounge. Peace. 917? Mm-hmm. 907? Your phone line is open.
Yes, hello. This is Shindo. Shindo, you get speaking. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing blessed today. Thank you.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was listening to your topic, and I actually find it very interesting, you know, about peace. And I have to say that more and more I do see a lot of people, you know, spreading their word of peace, and I'm happy to hear that. I, on the other hand, am doing the same thing, as some people know or may not know.
I don't mean to cut you off, but if you keep switching your phone or whatever you're doing, then we're not able to hear you clearly, and I would hate that you give something interesting and no one can hear it.
Oh, okay.
So if you can kind of stay solid, so the feedback don't come in, then we can be able to hear everything that you're saying.
Perfect. Is this better?
That's better.
Okay, good. So a lot of people, you know, some people know me as a actor, a poet, and I'm also an independent filmmaker. And some people, you know, people that are listening that don't know, well, now they know. Again, my name is Shindo Q. Rodriguez, and the reason why I became an actor was because I wanted to spread a positive message of peace to the world. You know, the world is big, but then it's also, the world is a small place too. And so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to be a positive role model, especially in, you know, today's society, but especially with the younger generation, because, you know, lately, as we've been seeing, there hasn't been a lot of good examples. And just recently, the shooting that happened in Connecticut, you know, I know a lot of people are devastated by that. And, you know, it's just, you know, the violence just needs to stop already. And I'm hoping that by going out there, and I post a lot of, you know, posts on my Facebook page, and, you know, it's not that I'm angry or anything like that. It's just that I want people to see, I want people to understand, I want people to know already that, you know, like the time for war, it should be over already. Now it should be a time for peace, and everybody should get along. There shouldn't be any envy. There shouldn't be any hate. You know, everybody should just learn to love one another. And one of the biggest messages that I spread out there is, you know, is that we have a purpose in life. And one of the purposes in life, a general purpose in life, is, you know, that we're all supposed to, you know, love one another, help one another, teach one another, and learn from one another. And, you know, it does disappoint me when, you know, that, you know, when there's envy and there's hate and, you know, people have to, you know, try to put other people down or try to, you know, destroy them, you know, because of whatever reason or envy they have. I mean, it's just not really right. You know, one of the things that I did do is I wrote my book of poems, which basically talks about, you know, my feelings on life and what I think about life. And I've, you know, posted, you know, I have sold a few books out there, and I've also just given, you know, books away to people that I know. I've also donated to, you know, to the victims of Hurricane Sandy. And this year I've also donated, you know, toys to the children, to the toy drive. And I've also, lend an ear out so that, you know, people want to talk, or, you know, people, you know, they have any kind of trouble, you know, I'm there to listen and try to give my advice to them as well, too. You know, so I basically have been, you know, trying to work as hard as I can do. One of the other things that I also do is sometimes, you know, I do like my martial arts, which helps me. It actually helps me discipline from doing things that, you know, it prevents me from doing things, you know, like, for instance, like doing drugs or drinking or smoking, or, you know, going out there committing crimes, anything like that, because the martial arts, it keeps my mind busy in a positive aspect. I've also, you know, been a part of, I'm also a part of the Foxy Family Group, and I've been going out there, you know, with them, healing them, and sharing, you know, we've been sharing our views, and just, you know, trying to make a world a better place. And I'm hoping, you know, even though a lot of, you know, some people are telling me that it's impossible for there to be world peace, I do believe in the impossible. I believe that it is possible that world peace will come and reign. And, you know, I want to thank you for actually, you know, making the putting the show out there and having, you know, a lot of people listen, and also listen to me and others as well out there. And, you know, I encourage people to just go out there and make peace and, you know, just stop the hate already.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, when I say the world, I mean, you know that, you know, the world is immense. And so when I say the world, I mean your world, what you're able to touch, what you're able to reach and see and be a part of. It takes, you know, people like you and me and a couple of more callers that will be calling in just to do those trickle effects. Because once you do those little trickle effects, it becomes, you know, bigger effects. You know, once you start a snowball and you let it run, it becomes a bigger snowball, where then it becomes an avalanche. So we have to start somewhere. We can't go out and all of a sudden a drug-infected neighborhood, we're going to change it because we decided, oh, no, they're not going to sell no drugs here. No, it doesn't work like that. But it does work by, you know, talking, smiling a little more, you know, creating a more positive atmosphere, even in the negative surroundings. You know, I know a lot of friends of mine that live, I mean, the drugs are sold, they open the door, the drugs are being sold right in front of their house. How they changed that was they literally started inviting, I mean, I don't recommend this to nobody, but this is what they did. They started inviting the people that were actually doing the drugs. Do you want something to eat? Do you want something to drink? And to tell you the truth, the drug dealers actually took kindness to them and kind of felt bad what they were doing and left from in front of their door and went down the block. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there what she did was she took that action and she gave, you know, she had took an action of love. She took an action of peace, as opposed to going toe-to-toe with them and trying to, you know, get into an argument or a fight. She took an action of peace, and she did it so well that they received it, and they actually left them in front of her house and went down the block, you know. Again, I don't recommend that to everybody to do, because that doesn't work for everybody, but it worked for her because she had a lot of self-love. This is one of my queens that goes out, you know, that's out there doing the work. So when you're doing the work, you're full of that. You're living that. You're walking it. And when you're in that state, you're able to move mountains. So imagine like 100 or thousands of women like that, or men like that, you know, that live it and walk it. And don't just say it just to say it, or don't just post things on Facebook just because everybody else is doing it. But you're actually out there in the street doing the work. That I could talk to 100 people and they're like, oh, yeah, this person was here. He did this, he did that, or she did this, she did that. You know what I mean? Doing the actual work. And that's, I salute, you know, a fierce male salute goes out to all men and women that are out there actually doing the work. You know, those are the people that I respect. The ones that are talking, hey, okay, you know, fine. We need talkers, but we need a lot more doers. You know, we need a lot more people out there doing the work.
I mean, you know, it's like, for instance, you know, like I've had people, you know, threaten me. I've had people, you know, tell me, oh, that I better stop, you know, trying to bring peace to the world because, you know, and, you know, to me, it's like that doesn't really scare me. To me, I feel like I'm doing the greater good. You know, and
the devil's a liar, in case no one told you, lady.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
He likes to spread his lies around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, one thing that, you know, I've had, you know, like, for instance, I've had, you know, people come to me, and here's one example, for instance. There was this man who, he was homeless. He had nothing. He lost everything. And one day he just came up to me, and, you know, he was just crying his heart out, and he was just talking about killing himself. And I listened to him, and then I told him, I said, you know, the first thing, you know, I said was, you know what, God bless you. I was like, don't kill yourself, you know, you have to look forward, you know, look forward to better things, you know, look forward to life, look forward, you know, to this. I even gave him my book of poems, which I had in my hands, and I gave it to him, and I told him, this is me. I was like, read it, listen to it, hear what I'm saying. Next thing I know, about 2 weeks later, I saw him, and he went back with his girlfriend. You know, unfortunately, he lost his leg, but he was clean. He was grateful. You know, he was grateful that, you know, he actually took my advice, and, you know, he prayed and he listened to me, and I was so happy that I was like, wow, you know, it's a miracle. You know, I try to talk to other people, and, you know, sometimes, you know, some people, you can't change some people. Some people are just going to be who they are. And the only thing that you can do is, you know, just, you know, give them the blessings. I mean, for instance, like, you know, people that hate on me, you know, yeah, you know, there has been arguments and stuff. But you know what? In the end, what I do, I'd be a better person. And I don't wish any bad upon them. I don't wish nothing like that. You know, one thing that I do is you know what? I forgive them and I move on, you know, because... Yeah, I mean, you know, if they want to carry the grudge, they could carry the grudge. I mean, I'm not going to carry the grudge. I'm just going to keep doing what I have to do because...
Listen, you know, we're no one to judge no one else because we all walk in our own walk. And within that walk, we all trip and we all make mistakes and we curse and, you know, we do things or whatever. But what makes us different is that when we realize what we've done or what we're doing or what we might be about to do, we kind of stop ourselves. And kind of, you know, check ourselves and continue on the right path. You know, that's just the only difference because there's not too much difference. You know, we all sinners at the end of the day. I want you to stay on hold. I got my phone lines are like Christmas, and I want to give everybody else an opportunity to be able to speak. So hang on, and I'll be back with you. Okay, Shindo?
Definitely. Thank you, Emma.
Okay. All right. Peace. All right. I'm going next with 516. 516. You're on with Emma E2K. Thank you for holding.
You know, I sit there and scream. You know, I'm just angry. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Peace. Is this Hayes?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hey, Hayes. How you doing?
All right, man. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff.
Happy holidays to you, too, honey.
Well, love, I saw the topic, and I'm one that, you know, has seen a lot of horrific stuff and things like that in front of me and so on and so forth. And, it just plays like a tape recorder over and over again, you know. Now, I can hold that as a grudge and carry it as a grudge in me and continue my life that way. But I refuse to do so. You know, one of my favorite mentors as far as peace is concerned is John Lennon. And I've heard the gentleman speaking right before me, and both of you touched on a couple of words: love, imagine, forgiveness, we. And it all, I believe, as John Lennon, he quoted in one of his songs, imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. You know, I truly believe instead of condemning people, we should try to understand them. We should try to figure out what they do, why they do it. You know, that's a lot more profitable and intriguing than criticism.
And that's true. And, you know, it's not always an easy thing, though. You know what I'm saying? It's easier to say than to do, because some people make that very difficult, you know? So,
yes, but then again, we're speaking of ourselves, how we going to make this world a better place.
Right.
Now, how we. So it all starts with us. Now, I can open the door for someone, or someone can open the door for me, and a simple thank you will not hurt me. You know what I mean? A simple excuse me will not hurt me. That's the problem with humanity nowadays. You know, that, you know, and I'm a quote. God himself said, sir, does not, you know, he says, Dr. Johnson, a great philosopher, he said, God himself, sir, does not propose to judge man until the end of days. Why should you and I? You know, so, I mean, it basically comes down to when you and I are not engaged in thinking about some definite problem, we usually spend our time, about 95% of our time, thinking about ourselves. Now, if we stop thinking about ourselves and begin to think about other people's good points, we won't have to resort to flattery so cheap and false that it can be spotted almost before it comes out the person's mouth.
Right.
And I say that to say this, because the difference between appreciation and flattery, and that's simple. One is sincere and the other is insincere. One comes from the teeth out, the other comes from the heart out. You know, and basically, you know, I believe MJ said it best with man in the mirror. You know what I mean? It all starts with the man in the mirror. So man or woman, regardless of whether you get along with all the inhabitants in this planet, you know, which is a very small world, humanity's existence as a species depends on our ability to coexist peacefully, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Let me, you're going to have to do your final thoughts, because like I said, my phone lines is Christmas. I'm trying to give everybody an opportunity. So, you want to go on hold and I come back to you?
No, baby, that's cool. You know, I'll just leave it at this. You know, listen, ladies and gentlemen, everyone out there listening, seek to love, you know, not control others. Ceasing to seek power over people and overcome in your life is the first major step to living peacefully. Trying to control people is about seeking to impose your will and reality on others without ever trying to see their side of things. So a controlling approach of relationships will keep you in a conflict with others, replacing it with a control with a broad approach of loving others instead, including their faults and differences, is the way to a peaceful life. And with that, I thank you, Emma, for letting me share on your show.
Always. Thank you. You know you're a friend to the show. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Awesome. I'm going to 347. Y'all with Emma E2K on the Queen's Lounge.
Hello. Hi, Emma.
Yes, please. Who's this?
Yes, hi. How you doing? It's Andrew.
Andrew, how are you, honey?
I'm good.
Amen.
The topic, you know, just to touch on the topic of tonight, and I just want to say is that, you know, to make this peaceful world, and, you know, we try to do good. Me, personally, I get involved. I get involved with these kids. You know, I get these kids motivated and try to, like, let them see that, you know, there's more to it than glorifying, you know, these rappers or these, you know, drug dealers or these young thugs that are coming up to date, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I try every day, you know, with my own son, you know, I'm having a hard time, but, you know, it's a fight, you know? And usually on the weekends when I go around my own neighborhood, you know, I get involved with these kids. You know, I tell my son all the time, you know, try to appreciate me, you know, a little more. You know, he's not understanding it, but, you know, it's another story. But what I'm trying to say is that you got to get involved and show these kids attention and love. You know what I'm saying? This past summer, I think I spent at least, like, maybe, like, more than $120 paying these kids who wanted to play baseball. Just not nobody helping me, but just literally, you know, giving their little league fee, little $25, getting involved, you know? And the best thing is that the best thing is just when these kids are growing up, that they see you or you walking by, you know, that they look up to you, you know? And
yeah.
to make this peaceful, especially now with the times, you know, a lot of these kids are losing their parents to, you know, drugs and their father's being incarcerated. And, you know, I try to get involved, you know. That's the most important thing. You got to get involved
yeah.
with these kids, you know.
You're absolutely right about that, especially with these kids. That's why when they don't feel that love or attention at home, where else are they going to go? They're going to go out there to the street and get that.
Yeah, and then, they, you know, they want to glorify these things that's not going to help us, you know. And an environment where we, you know, where we form these kids, they grow up fast, you know, they become young parents at an early age, you know, or the young girl getting pregnant at 17. And, you know, the thing I could say is if we don't get involved with these kids, you know, it's not going to be a little bit, not a lot. I mean, it's not going to change the whole world in one day, just a little
right.
bit, you know?
Yeah, even if you can change the neighborhood, even if you can help your neighbor out, just the person that lives next to you or down the block or across the street, that's still doing something.
Yeah, and, you know, it's about getting involved. You know, you don't have to get involved, go to these groups and thinking you have to, you know, submit a resume or you're going to make money off it or because you don't got a job. Best thing to do is volunteer. But sometimes that pays off more than to actually trying to find a job and, you know, and try to help these kids. To me, volunteering is the best way, you know.
Yeah, helping out. There's a lot of organizations out there that are already doing things. All you have to do is just go and, you know, and ask them to volunteer. You know, 80% of the time they're seeking volunteers. You know, they need volunteers. They need, you know, regular people just like you and me just to go and help with whatever positive movement they're doing. And there's a lot in our own neighborhood. We just don't bother to really look. But there are a lot of organizations doing a lot of positive things. Now with the internet and all that, all you have to do is put your city or your state, and you can, you know,
code.
In your zip code, a lot of things come up. There's a lot of organizations that are really doing the work. You know, there's some that are questionable, but then that's up to you to go out there and make sure that they're doing what they're saying they're doing, you know, and get involved. That's for sure, get involved.
Yeah, and, you know, just to touch bases with these about these kids nowadays, it's just like, I feel bad because, you know, I'm going through my own trials and tribulations with my own son, but it's a work in progress. And at the same time, I try to show love to other kids, which, you know, are not so fortunate to have their father there. You know, they're either dead or in jail. But, you know, I'm there, Terrell Blair is one that he always gets me motivated to come down to his events. They got the Xbox gaming, you know, by the school. I'm literally in the neighborhood.
Definitely shout out to Terrell Blair. He's out there. He's the owner of Hood Life DVD, and he's a very good friend of mine as well. And he's definitely be out there doing the work.
Yeah, and you know, he always gets me motivated. He always whatever thing he got, yo, Pete, I need you to bring, you know, like five or six kids. You know, that'll work, you know. But there's five or six kids that will see, you know what I'm saying, that they don't have to look up to the kid in the corner. You know, sometimes there's always the black sheep of the family that want to be a thug, you know, And they don't need to go that route, you know. They're like, damn, Pete, you know, they're always asking me, yo, Pete, you know, where's your son Booby at? And, you know, I'm always making excuses, but I'm there for the other kids, you know. Like, somebody told me the other day, damn, what would you do if you didn't have your son? I was like, I don't know. And they always tell me, oh, don't give up. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but then again, it was like, damn, somebody else always tells me, you know what, if you don't have your son and he's not doing what he's supposed to do with you, you have, like, five other stepkids. Not that I have involvement with women, but just knowing them from the streets, from the neighborhood. You know, in the summertime, I'm there. You know, you could take a look at my Facebook page. I got pictures. You know, there's kids that I'm literally in the neighborhood playing skillsies, doing, you know, the old school stuff. And, you know, me finding myself at this age, I'm learning how to be an OG, whatever, you know, OG, whatever that thing is, old. But, you know, I'm just the veteran, just up the neighborhood now.
Let me tell you, give you a little advice from an OG mama over here. Sometimes, you know, us as parents, we want to be our kid's savior. You know, we want to be the ones that we're going to fix our kid's problems. But not all the time it's us, you know. Not, believe it or not, there's been other kids, other people's kids that I had to step in and kind of help them and show them the way, and then they found it and continued. In my own personal life, you know, my oldest son, I went through a situation with him. You know, me being a person that helps so many people, I couldn't help him. I couldn't be the one to help him. So I allowed other people that I knew, you know, would be good role models to help him. And now he's, you know, back on track. He works. He has his own apartment. He's doing great. But for a couple of years, I went through, you know, through that back and, you know, hell. That teenage stuff is crazy. You know, you know, these kids get so disrespectful, and they really want to, like, fly without not knowing how to flap their wings first, you know, and it's scary. It's scary. It's scary. As a parent, it's scary because you sometimes stay stuck, like, what do I do? But, you know, you have to make peace even with that. You have to make peace with yourself, even knowing, you know what, maybe I'm not the one that can help my son, but let me find then who can. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're right. And, you know, I've, you know, at times I even, you know, I speak to this to my friends that are, you know, are really, like, not about the neighborhood, that they're not gangster type or whatever, guys with occupation and, you know, doing their thing. And, you know, they'll tell my son at times, yo, you got to cool dad. Like, you know, like, why you do this, say that? But I just don't want them to feel like, you know, oh, you know, like, okay, everybody's telling me to be not this way with you, but because I know he's going through his teenage years. He's 18.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a phase.
He lives in Patterson Project. So everything around him he sees is like, oh, okay, so I want to do what everybody else is doing. But if we could change that one thought, you know, that chain of thought, you know, even if it's not my son, even if it's, you know, another kid, you know, that they could, you know, they could make their life better. They could make their mother proud, you know. You know.
Well, I thank you for those kids that you in lives that you, you know, been involved. I thank you just because you doing that, you're gonna see, you know, when we plant that seed, we don't see it right then and right away. But in several years when those young guys, you know, that like, wow, he was an uncle to me or even a stepdad or whatever.
I get that. I get that a lot. I get that a lot, you know.
And that's the reward. See, that right there is the reward because that's the peace that you actually bring into somebody else's life. That's deep,
you know,
man. That's deep.
Yeah, and it's like on the weekends, I gotta, you know, like on the weekends, I usually go around the neighborhood, say what's up to, you know, the people. On Facebook, sometimes I say I feel like Rocky going back to the old neighborhood, and everybody, you know, saying hi, and it's good to see the old faces. But it brings me joy when I see these other young kids, you know, like, you know, the Brandon.
Yeah, isn't it so fulfilling, though? Like,
yes.
it does something to your heart. That shit pumps your chest, like, yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I walk inside the store, no lie. I mean, sometimes I'm buying coffee for two people. You know, they're like, you know, the old school, the people that be in the bodegas, you know, and they're in the corners, you know, yo, Pito, what's up? You know, I'm there. You want a cup of coffee? Come in. Come on, I got you. You know, I'm for that, you know. I try to give back. You know, I might not have $1 million.
Listen, you don't need millions because people that have millions don't even do half what you've done. So, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So what you're doing is way more valuable, way more valuable because that stays with people through their whole lives, you know. They have those good and peaceful thoughts when they think back to their youth and stuff like that. So that's so important. You don't even know how important, you know, your job, our job is, you know, to spread that message of peace within our own world, within our own lives. It's not an easy thing, I tell you. It's not an easy thing. And I know there's days that you get up and you be like, man, the hell with, you know, because I do it. I'm not going to lie. But,
yeah.
But I then see the fruit of my labor, and I'm like, wow, amazing. Somebody else will say something and motivate me. I'll get a call or a text, and they'll be like, Emma, keep going. You know, you did this for me. And that right there just motivates me, and I'm like, okay, nonstop, here we go, you know? So
yeah,
I thank
yeah.
you. I thank you for stepping out and definitely getting involved and continue to get involved. And that's what it's about. That's the only way really to bring peace. And I'm going to go into a song right now. And this song is actually dedicated to Hayes, to all you guys actually on the phone line, because my kings are calling in the Queens line today. It's a good luck. So I'm going into this song for y'all. Here y'all go.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And I turned up the collar on my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. But not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? I saw the disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man show. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one gets to know. I'm asking him
And that's what it's about. It's looking yourself in the mirror and, you know, seeing what that mirror says back to you. It's not only the man. I mean, you know, man is just a person. You know, also the woman, you know, you look at yourself in the mirror and it starts with you. Change starts with you. When I do my my queen seminars and my girl seminars, when I speak in school to the young girls, the first thing that I tap into is them being aware of them loving themselves. You know, because without no self-love, there's no self-respect and there's nothing else. So once you love yourself, I mean, truly you get to that point where you love yourself, like, because I love myself. Wait, hold on. I love me some me. You know, every now and then I'll post, I love me, love you, girl. I don't need no one to validate me. I validate myself, you know. I love me with flaws and all. I see all my flaws. I got my own demons. I fight with my own insecurities. But at the end of the day, I'm with me. It's me, myself, and I. It's the crew, you know. So we either all get along or we all play nicely or it's going to be a problem, you know what I mean? So I love me, and everybody needs to love themselves first and foremost, because once you love yourself, trust me, you're not going to allow no one to talk to you any type of way. And I don't mean that in a violent way. I'm just saying in a non-acceptable way. If you had in a relationship and they talk to you a certain way that you want, you're going to dead that. You're going to, you know, step away from certain people that you know you just shouldn't be around because they're not, their energy is not good, you know. And that's where peace comes in, you know. It's a form of energy that you give out to people, and that's the energy you're claiming to receive. So if you're negative and you're always fighting and you're always, oh, why everything bad happens to me, that's what you're going to attract to yourself, you know, that type of energy. So if you want peaceful energy, you got to give out peaceful energy. You know, you can't ask someone to be peaceful to you and yet you're yelling to the top of your lungs. It just does, you know, that's an oxymoron. So, you know, I thank everybody for calling. I still got some time. I wanted to play some other music. I'm going to go back into Shindo because he was the first one that called, and to see if he has any last words, and then just we'll just go down the line. All right. So, Shindo, your phone lines are open.
Hi. Thank you again. And, you know, I would like to say the other two gentlemen that spoke, I mean, they spoke very well, and it's true. I wanted to also say, though, you know, one of the big problems that we also have is, as far as the children go, and it's true, you know, every day, like, I see it all the time. I see 5, 6, 7-year-old kids screaming, cursing at their parents, threatening that they're going to hit them, and then saying, oh, I'm going to call child services and stuff. And, you know, that's also a big problem because, you know, I know parents out there do want to discipline their kids, and they have limited access. You know, for instance, I know back in the days, we would ever tell our parents that if we would ever be bad, you know, we would get a spanking or something like that.
Oh, we would get a good ass whooping. Forget about it.
Yeah.
Ass whooping. And let me tell you, before our mother with the ass, the neighbor with the ass, the guy from the store with your ass, people were taking licks on you before you even got to your house and got the real ass whooping.
No, and you know, I think maybe that system needs to be put back into place again. I think that's maybe, that'll probably play a little bit of a
factor.
They call
child abuse now. They call it child abuse now.
Yeah, you know. And
now,
a little,
right?
You know,
why they call
it
child abuse
true.
Now after I already got my ass whooped, right? Why is child abuse now?
Exactly. But I guarantee you one thing, though, there was less crime, though. Not like now. I mean, now it's like, you know, elderly people are being attacked. I mean, you know, they can't even walk home without looking behind their backs. You know, you have people that are being, you know, that are stealing, you know, they, you know, being abusive, you know, with animals, you know, like dogs and cats. And, I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's just keeps going
no
on.
Respect.
Oh, no, I mean, you hear 5, 6, 7-year-olds talking about sex. I mean, they already know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I'm just looking and I'm saying to myself, like, my jaw drops. And I'm saying, like, wow. You know, and, you know, in a way, you know, in a way, I do have to say, you know, it's kind of like, the, you know, also like, the, you know, some of the music that's being played nowadays. Yeah. I mean, I could go on and on with it, but, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah,
for instance,
it's a responsibility that we all have to step up and take. You know what I'm saying? It's not just one person. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, that's why the question was put out there. Like, you know, what are you doing as far as, you know, there's a lot of artists. I mean, we can go on. That's like another topic, another show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the artists and the stuff, the lyrics that they put out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a whole other topic. But
and
yeah,
I do gotta say one thing though that you are so right about is that in order for us to help one another, we do have to love ourselves. Because now, you know, there was at one point, you know, and I'm sure everybody goes through this, but there was at one point where, yeah, you know, I hated myself, you know, I thought I was a nobody. I thought, you know, I would put myself down all the time. I would be hard on myself. And, you know, sometimes even to this day, I'm hard on myself, too, sometimes. But, you know, we do have to learn to love each other. You know, we have to love ourselves and, you know, love who we are, you know, in a good aspect. And part of loving
ourselves. You know what I found? That if you don't love yourself, you can't really accept no one else loving you.
Exactly.
You know,
and
it goes on and on all the time. I see it like all the time, and you can tell every time where there's a problem in a relationship. There's usually one of the two that don't really love themselves, because, you know, and it shows, because when you have no love for yourself, how can you possibly accept love? How can you possibly tell someone, oh, I love you? How can you do that when you don't even love yourself? It's just no way. It's just no way.
It's true. I mean, it's really true. And, you know, that's, you know, and it's not setting a good example. That was also another reason why I wrote a book called Foreplay, because, you know, I want people out, you know, like I sell the book as well, too. But, you know, I wanted people out there to see, you know, what's going on out there. You know, too many games are being played. You know, now these days you have, you know, you have women out there that, you know, they go out there and, you know, they complain about, oh, you know, I want a good man, I want a good man. And next thing you know, they're landing up with the same. You know, with the same.
You know, you go into another topic that I would love to discuss, but don't have the time.
Oh yeah. definitely we do have to, you know, we do have to love ourselves, and, you know, part of it is not being, you know, hypocritical, because, you know, that's another thing too. You know, you have people that go out there, you know, and, you know, they preach, and then next thing you know, they become hypocritical too. You know, the most important thing is that we got to be good examples. You know, we have to be good examples for ourselves, for others. You know, you know, when I hear parents, you know, when I hear parents saying, you know, I'm going back to school, you know, it puts a smile on my face, because it's like, you know what, that's good. You know, you're bringing a good example to your child. You're letting your child know, you know, like, look, you know, mommy and daddy going to school, we're trying to better ourselves. You should do the same.
Right.
You know?
I have a girlfriend of mine that had dropped out, I mean, because she was a young mother. And before her son was able to graduate from high school, she went back to school, and she literally got her GED and her degree right before he got his high school diploma. Because she said, I don't never want him to turn around and say, Mom, but you never graduated. You know what I mean? And that salute definitely goes out to her for doing that, because that just showed him, because now he can never say, oh, my mom just dropped out and didn't finish. No, my mom dropped out, but guess what? Before I got my school diploma, she already got her stuff. Yeah, you know what I mean?
No, it's true. You know, like I have to say, I mean, I'm grateful for my parents, you know, that they sat down with me, you know, they spoke to me, you know, they made me watch movies, you know, that, I know it's just movies, but, you know, things do happen out there, you know, and, you know,
I don't mean to cut you off, because I got two other callers and I want them to speak, and I got like 10 minutes left of the show, and then I got to get my final thoughts.
Definitely. So the only thing I want to say is just real quick is just, you know, that I hope, you know, that peace does reign. I know peace will reign, and I want to thank you again, and I'll I'm going to continue listening, because I would love to hear other people's thoughts, so. Thank you again.
Awesome. Thank you. Peace. All right, I'm going to Hayes. Hayes, final thoughts. You got like 2 minutes.
Hayes, final thoughts. Love is the answer. You know, learn the skills of negotiation, conflict resolution, and assertive communication. These are important constructive communication skills that help you to avoid or effectively move through conflict with others. Not all conflict can be avoided. And not all conflict is bad, provided you know how to handle it skillfully. If you don't feel that you have enough skills in these forms of communication, read widely on ways to improve them. The clarity of the message is always vital to ensure peace, as much as conflict arises out of misunderstandings. With that said, peace, love, happiness. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you, honey. Merry Christmas to you, too. 347, which is Andrew. Andrew, final thoughts?
Yes, I just want to say peace and love to everybody. And, you know, it starts with the youth. And, you know, we keep getting involved and, you know, spreading the message. And thank you for letting this be an outlet for me. And I'm going to continue, you know, no matter what, I won't stop. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the new year. And, you know, shout out to all these kids that, you know, they still, you know, come through see me. They chill with me. And like one of my boy, Kiko, he lost his mom. Sailor, rest in peace. She just passed away this weekend. And, you know, I'm in there, and I want them to know that I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there no matter what. You know, I know I got my own issues but with my son. But, hey, it's a work in progress. And, you know, much love.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you, Andrew. We definitely appreciate you here. I appreciate you guys. My Kings rep today. My Kings, I don't know what happened to my queen. But I'm here to rep anyway at the Queen's Lounge. I think I have another caller. Let me go in. 646, you're on the Queen's Lounge. Any thoughts on the topic?
Queen's Lounge, what's going on? I've been dying to call, but I do big things and be traveling like the Queen's Lounge do. I'm not going to say my name yet. I just want to send love to Emma from E2K. We've been doing it for a long time. Boogie Down Bronx, what's up? I want to send my love to Connecticut and all the kids and all the grown-ups we lost. We need to get it together on some grown stuff. But this is the best-kept secret, DJ Knuckles. What up, E?
Oh, my God. Is this Harlem Secret?
Yeah, it's the Harlem Secret. What's going on, Emma, E2K?
Wow, honor and a privilege to have you on, my dude. Oh, my God.
How you doing, Queens Lounge? What's up, Lush Radio?
Oh, man, what's goody? Oh, man. Oh, my God, we got to take this off the air, but let's stick to the topic. The topic for today, is what are you doing to make a more peaceful world?
Well, what I do is I try to, well, as far as me being, I'm in the DJ world, what I've been doing is trying to make sure all the peers stay together, meaning grown folk party with grown folk, young folk party with young folk. I mess with the teen DJs. We try to work on getting facilities where the teens can party, because when you mix the crowd, grown don't respect young don't respect grown. You know how it goes. So
as far as
the peace, I go talk to the teens because they got a lot of love for me for all the years I've been doing the DJing thing. So I try to make sure their head is screwed on right and they understand that they're going to pay for any mistake they make. You know what I mean? Everybody makes mistakes, but make sure your mistake is not so dire that it puts your life in jeopardy, you know? So that's kind of the piece I try to put across, especially out here in the streets because I'm in it every day.
Right. No, absolutely. And I applaud you for that. You've definitely been in the scene like a gangster lean for a long time. Definitely been putting it down. What I appreciate about you is that I've never heard anything crazy, you know, as far as DJ Knuckles, you know, being crazy out there. You know, you've always been known for that, for just kind of talking to the youngins and just being, you know, just doing parties with grown folks, because you've always done the grown and sexy thing, and you've never really, like, you know, you respect the young people doing over there, but you've always stood grown and sexy. I've always loved that. And your music
well,
is
I mean, I wanted to get in where I fit in, you know, and I'm one of the last of the Mohegans. I got taught by most of the DJs that really created the game. I caught the tail end of it, and they told me, you got to do it right or not at all. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's kind of a gap between our generation and the generation that's coming up, because you got to remember, it was a big, big missing area. It's called the crack era. These are the kids of some of these crack dealers and the crack users and all, you know, the 80s babies. We're cheering them on because we had good music, but the ones that wasn't listening to the music, they were subjected to using the crack, or they were coming out of that crack era. So So they don't have no guidance. They don't trust no one. They don't want to listen to nobody. So they out here just bugging. You know what I'm saying? And it takes some of us OGs, not just in the entertainment business, some of them that's still out here going to work every day and feel like they don't want to be bothered. You got to stop these kids. Hey, how you doing? How's your day? You all right? Because teens walking around the street bored. You know, they up to something. But I try my best to talk to them, you know, and it seems like you can get through to them. But it takes more than just one or two people, you know?
Well, I always say, you know, people be like, oh, but, you know, we try to tell them what to do. Listen, you got to lead by example. You can't tell these kids, oh, don't go smoke, and they catch you rolling a blunt and you posting it on Facebook. Like, hello, oxymoron. You know, you can't tell these kids, don't do this, don't do that, and you're doing it. So
right.
You got to lead by example. You got to lead by example because the first thing they're going to do is they're going to check you on it. You get word? Oh, you don't want me to do this word? Didn't I just catch you doing it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's what I'm saying. That's a missing link we got, too. We missing the OGs. The OGs is, you know, the old grandmas, the old Miss Johnsons, the one that's on your block when your mother's not around. She can smack you and then take you to your mother and, you know what I'm saying, and say,
absolutely.
I smacked him, he was playing in a fire hydrant or on the corner and you told him to stay off the corner. You know, we don't have that parent no more, nor can you do it because these kids are young that's having kids. They're from the 80s. So, you know, most we can do is just conversate with them and let them.
They got cell phones at 12 years old, and they're going to call already ACS on you if you even lift your hand up.
Yeah, I don't need to be an ACS.
I caught a picture. I did a video of you. Like, you know, it's true. Damn. I swear.
Yeah, but communication as a group, we can do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I appreciate you calling. Salute definitely to you, man. Oh, man, this is not going to be the last time. You better show up in the Queen's Lounge.
Yeah, I got to get my butt up there. I'm home for the holiday. I said, let me surprise my girl and the rest of the queens up there. And I just maybe a month ago saw your other queens crew, the Murder Mommies, and they were surprised to see me. And we talked about you
mommies.
And all those. Yeah, well, yeah, talking about them, no doubt.
Well, I got a toy drive. I got a toy drive coming up. Let me plug this in because I got like 3 minutes, maybe 2 minutes off the show. But I got a toy drive tomorrow at Mimosa's Lounge in the Bronx, 1237 Castle Hill Avenue. I got two fundraisers going on. Show up, everyone. Doors open at 9 o'clock. Bring an unwrapped gift, a toy from newborn to all the way to 16 years old for $10 donation so we can be able to buy more toys. It's going down tomorrow. It's going down Thursday at Mimosa's Lounge in the Bronx. Bronx stand up, Harlem stand up, Queens stand up, everybody just stand up and come so we can be able to give these kids, you know, a good Christmas. The actual toy drive is on Saturday at Isla Verde Cafe in the Bronx on the 22nd.
Okay.
So I'm gonna hit you up. I definitely hit you up on the out of here. My king showed up today. Oh my goodness, yo, Queens, we got kings over here. These lights are lighting up like Christmas. Man, this is a good look. But at the end of the day, my final thoughts is just to let everybody know that peace starts with yourself, within. You know, it's all about self-love. Because once you love yourself enough, you're going to love and respect those that are around you, you know. And you're going to care about the world. You're going to care about, you know, how people speak around you and in your circumference, you know. So that's all you can do is just tap into your neighbor, tap into your community, tap into your hood, tap into your family. And, you know, the rest will work itself out. Peace and love to everybody. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone, man. Enjoy. Peace and blessings. Thank you, everyone.